Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for August 19th, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. This is the podcast that makes fun of the news. And it's Monday, so there's plenty to talk about. I had a great weekend. I hope you did as well. It's my birthday weekend. And I'm recovering. I feel like I've lived a life where I no longer need to see a fancy cocktail. Like, I don't know what it was, but my wife kind of was running the show. And I felt like there were probably seven or eight quick stops for one drink kind of thing. Not one night, spread over like 3 days time. But oh my God, like it's just stuff that, like, I understand what rum is, but I don't know what any of the rest of this is in this drink. There's a lot of that. Oh yeah, that sounds good. Sure. Wow, yeah, it's so good. It's so good. That was pretty much the weekend, but I had a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun and went everywhere. It was a good time. Man, I just feel like I am going stone cold sober for like a month. I mean, after tonight and tomorrow, and Wednesday night's going to be, and then vacations next week. So there's lots to do, but still I'm on the straight and narrow, but it was a good time. Thanks to everyone who was thinking about me. I don't know. Thanks to my family. I guess it was just thanks to my wife and my brother. Everybody else, you guys can screw off because I got nothing from you guys. All right, let's get to the headline, shall we? I saw the movie Good Boys. That was one thing I did. It was pretty stupid. Is it, 12-year-olds kind of, I don't know, it's like super bad for 12-year-olds. There you go. That was my review. All right, great. Oh, and Will Perdue was in the restaurant we were at last night. Yeah, how about that? BJ Armstrong came in on Friday. We did an interview for Extension 720. And Will Perdue, I was like, man, this is great. Rolling at the right restaurants. Ricardo Trattorio on Lake Street. No big deal, buddy. No big deal. All right. Here are today's headlines. Uber just signed a 10-year lease to move offices into the old post office building. Really? Amazon wasn't interested? I mean, any other tech companies? Twitter, Hulu, Postmates? I mean, I'd take Crabtree and Evelyn over Uber. The rideshare giant has had innumerable scandals from sexual harassment to surge pricing. They're going to be the company that finally turns around the South Loop and the old post office. I don't know how much to keep it vacant. I mean, can we start a GoFundMe page? Here are the amenities that your money will get. Nothing. It'll be vacant. We'll continue to be able to say, I wish someone would put their offices in there, just not Uber. Oh, God. Chicago violence over the weekend. Final numbers, 27 shot, 3 killed. Not trying to be crass, but those numbers are well below what actually usually happens in August. Again, no shootings are accessible, let alone 27. But usually, the numbers are in the 50 to 70 range. So, progress? Do the police get the opportunity to say, hey, we're doing it? Or do they have to also recognize that there were 27 shootings? I feel like there's never that story in the paper that's like, because it's so crass. You can't be like, hey, there was only 15 shootings. Let's have a dance party. You can't do that. But I will be the one who has a dance party for 27, right? But again, at the same time, there shouldn't be 27. I'm just covering myself there. All right. City has started the process of cleaning up safe passage routes around Chicago schools. Safe passage, of course, they have people who will help usher kids to and from school, so they are protected from crime and other things. The only issue is that is usually, I mean, they're just known as streets and sidewalks. So who's cleaning up when school's out? The idea that this is a big thing. Well, they're getting ready to clean up the sidewalks and streets. You're like, why weren't they cleaning up the streets and sidewalks before? Right? When there's no school, are they just like, no one cares about these neighborhoods? Oh, ding. School passageway. They're like, clean it up. Get rid of all that trash. Did we not learn from the Trump pinata? A state senator, Martin Sandoval, had a fundraiser and they produced a mock Trump assassination photo. What? It's like Sandoval doesn't watch E. Remember Kathy Griffin, huh? The rules and boundaries have been set. 99% of Trump bits are accepted. You just can't cut his head off and hold it. You can't make him a pinata and you can't mock assassination. That's it. Everything else is fair game, and there's plenty of great stuff. They put a huge balloon, a hot air balloon of him as a baby. Do that. There's like three things you cannot do. And assassination's the top one, the mock assassination. Come on, guys. This from the Trib today. University of Chicago student bites man who tried to reach up her skirt. Okay, that sounds like a fun party. No, really, because when I read the story on a different site, it was a straight-up sexual assault attempt. Dude came up from behind her while she was walking home, dragged her to the ground. She bit him in an attempt to fend off a rape. So it seems like that headline by the Trib, a little casual for the crime. Just saying. I'm not a headline writer, but it seems like you might want to go with woman fends off sexual assault as opposed to woman bites man who tries to reach up her skirt. Sounds more like a Benny Hill skit, you know, like, oh, old man, oh, I got bit. Oh, man, what is crazy, as opposed to what it was. So now the study makers say that the only way that Chicago can make money off a new casino is by putting slots in the airports. I don't know. Why stop there? Why not slots on the airplane or in the bathrooms? Or what if every new Chicago condo had granite countertops, smart fridges, and a slot machine? Again, a casino is not like taxing marijuana. You can take marijuana and you can get high. With a casino, the odds are that you go in and you just give them your money and you try to justify the trip by saying, well, it was a fun night out, or, well, I did get 2 free vodka tonics. But at the end of the day, it's just taking your money. So I love that our leaders are like, yeah, but it's not enough of your money. Give me a break. In sports, the Bears cut one of their kickers. Elliott Fry no longer has to worry about the mental torture that will be kicking for the Bears this season. So does this mean that the job is Eddie Pinero's? Or will they reward him for winning training camp by bringing in whatever 45-year-old kicker gets cut by another team? Probably likely. Well, Vegas seemed to like the move. Vegas sportsbooks have the Bears as one of the favorites to win it all this year. Super Bowl odds. Let that soak in. How often does Vegas determine that? Never? Never, never, ever? Maybe in the 80s. Maybe like 1986. Right? Not even 85. It's probably 1886. And sad news is former Chicago Bears Cedric Benson died in a motorcycle accident this weekend. The former number one pick never really caught on with the Bears. His career started with a holdout, then it became a weird power struggle with Thomas Jones, only to end in being let go. He had more success elsewhere. I think it's the Bengals. But at least he got to play in a Super Bowl for the Bears, a game in which he fumbled. Yeah. So anyway, RIP said Benson. The Cubs went to Williamsburg last night to play the Little League Major League crossover game. The Cubs ended up winning thanks to Anthony Rizzo and stopped the road bleeding by taking 2 of 3 from the Pirates. The weekend resurgence has kept the Cubs in the thick of it, just down percentage points to the Cardinals in the Central, and Wilson Contreras should be coming back soon in rehab now. I was not a fan of the Cubs jerseys last night. I felt like the weird thing about the Cubs is that there are a ton of Little League teams called the Cubs, right? I mean, the Cubs are a huge part of Little League. And they just use the C, or maybe they mock it up. But there's sort of Cubbies across in that blue. I didn't like that. That's not a Little League. It didn't seem Little League. It just seemed like there were another reason to sell a jersey. But I would have liked to have gone, if they were true Little League jerseys, I would have gone black pants, stirrup socks, right? Or maybe like a gray. The top would have been a solid color, like a blue with Fort says Cubs on it. In the back, it would have said Frank Johnson Truck and Tow, you know, or Shelly's Tasty Freeze, something like that. I don't know why they don't go there. That would be great, right? They get the little company that is supporting the Little League Cubbies. But no, they had to mess that up. This week will be a big one for the Cubs for playoff implications. Listen to this. They're back at Wrigley, so that's great, but they got a 3-game set against the Giants, currently 2.5 back in the wild card, and then a weekend set with the Nationals. The Nats have the number one wild card spot right now. So, wow, could be a huge week to sort of break things up on how it's all going to play out for the final month. The White Sox went into Anaheim and did not continue their momentum after taking 2 of 3 from Houston. Instead, they lost 3 of 4. The Sox only win came from Lucas Giolito on Friday night, and that was a Bill Walton game where he delighted the TV audience with non sequiturs and Grateful Dead references. Whatever. It was fun to watch the guest commentators, but baseball is a very long game, and the Sox didn't do anything on the field to actually make it any shorter. I guess you can get excited that Yoan Moncada is back, about to be back, and the rosters will expand on September 1st. But something tells me it won't be Robert Madrigal and any of the elite prospects coming up. Get ready for a whole bunch of Palka, Skoll, Cordell, and Engel. They will not only get you a couple spot starts, but their firm will do your taxes. Here at Palka, Skoll, Cordell, and Engel, we will get you a better deal on your property taxes, and we'll beat the Twins. That's it. The Sox got Twins up in Minnesota starting tonight. All right, that's going to do it for Lower Wacker Live. We got softball tonight. So hopefully we get a big win tonight. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. Beats by West Restless. Continue to love and support this piece of daily content. Thank you.